is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Kansas have rejected a ballot initiative that could have threatened the practice of abortion. Voters were asked to choose whether to remove abortion protections from the state constitution. If the measure had passed, the Republican-controlled legislature could have approved new laws to either restrict or outright ban the procedure. The referendum was the first of its kind since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide. Several states across the southern and midwestern U.S. have since enacted laws that have largely banned abortion. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported Tuesday that voting by Conservative Party members to pick the next prime minister has been delayed after the government spy agency warned cyber attackers could change people's ballots. There was no specific threat from a hostile state, and the advice was more general and about the voting process and its vulnerabilities, according to the report. As a result of the concerns, the Conservative Party has been forced to abandon plans to allow members to change their vote for the next leader later on in the contest. Former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss are competing in the leadership contest to succeed Boris Johnson as the next prime minister. Truss leads in opinion polls among Conservative Party members, who will decide who becomes the next prime minister on September 5th after weeks of voting. Foreign minister, and as well as the head of the ruling military regime. Myanmar's junta has faced isolation and sanctions from many Western countries since ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi and launching a bloody crackdown on dissent, but ties with Russia have remained friendly. Mexico's Attorney General's office says it has opened several lines of investigation against former President Enrique Peña Nieto. Tuesday's announcement comes several weeks after the country's anti-money laundering agency accused the former leader of handling millions of dollars in possibly illegal funds. According to a statement from the Attorney General's office, Peña Nieto is under investigation for election-related crimes tied to company, money laundering, and illicit enrichment. The press statement referred to him only as Enrique P., in keeping with Mexican policy of not identifying those accused of crimes, but an official confirms it concerns Peña Nieto. The U.S. Justice Department says it is seeking possession of a Venezuelan cargo jet that has been grounded in Argentina since early June because it was previously owned by an Iranian airline that allegedly has ties to terror groups. The request to Argentina on Tuesday came a day after an Argentine judge allowed 12 of the 19 crew members of the plane to leave the country as authorities continue to investigate possible terror ties of those traveling in the Boeing 747. The case has raised attention in several South American countries amid allegations the plane was a cover for Iranian intelligence operations in the region. Iran and Venezuela vehemently deny those claims. Repeating our top story, voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Kansas have rejected a ballot initiative that could have threatened the practice of abortion. Voters were asked to choose whether to remove abortion protections from the state constitution. If the measure had passed, the Republican-controlled legislature could have approved new laws to either restrict or outright ban the procedure. The referendum was the first of its kind since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide. Several states across the southern and midwestern U.S. have since enacted laws that have largely banned abortion. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering, just visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Once again, that top story, voters in the midwestern U.S. state of Kansas have rejected a ballot initiative that could have threatened the practice of abortion. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.